Early exploration and place naming. When the Polynesian ancestors of Māori arrived in Aotearoa, New Zealand, they named many places. They named landscape features which helped form oral maps, often told as a kōrero or whakapapa. Māori place names tell stories of ancestors, explorers, and creation myths. They helped to record history and legends before the Māori language was written down. Naming customs. Māori call the naming of places tapa whenua, whakaingoa whenua, or whakahau whenua. Naming places involved several customs, including using Polynesian names, taunaha, naming after body parts, to emphasise personal claims to land, naming places for their landscape features, naming places after people, naming for historical or spiritual reasons, naming to celebrate cultural icons, to name and claim. Naming places was important to Māori for recording the journeys of explorers. These early arrivals landed here in their waka from Hawaiki and named places, sometimes to claim an area. Chiefs often used personal tapu, sacred authority, by naming a part of land after part of their body. This was known as taunaha whenua or tapatapa whenua. Naming in this way would reserve land for their use and support the tribe's rights over it. Two examples are Te Kure Tanga o Te Ihu o Tamatekapua, the bridge of Tamatekapua's nose, a headland, and Te Rotorua Nui a Kahamata Mōmoi, the great lake of Kahumata Mōmoi, stating that ancestors created the rivers, lakes and mountains of an area would strengthen tribal claims to it. For instance, the founding ancestor Rakai Hautu walked the length of the South Island, digging out and naming basins as he went. These later filled with water to become the Great Southern Lakes, while the diggings became mountain ranges. Explorers. Māori oral traditions record the journeys of early explorers who walked inland, claiming land for their descendants. An example is the ancestor Kahupekapeka, who walked from Kawhia Harbour, naming an arch of mountains from Pirongia and Kakepuku in the west to Te Aroha in the north and Te Tiropinga in the south, an area that now forms the boundary of the Tainui tribes. Other names refer to voyaging and include possessions or parts of a waka. Nara or Kupe, the sails of Kupe, is a rock formation at Palliser Bay. Te Kupenga or Taramainuku, Taramainuku's net, is the Manukau Harbour bar, and Ngā Kuria Kupe, Kupe's dogs, is in the Hokianga. Te Taiao, the natural world and place names. Māori place names often use natural features to describe places and identify major landmarks. These were used like maps. Common names included Motu, island, Maunga, mountain, Puke, hill, Whanga, harbour, and Awa, river. Other descriptive words were added, such as Nui, big, Roa, wide or long, Iti, small, Tapu, sacred. What would the following place names mean? Moturoa, Whangaroa, Maunga Tapu, Awa Nui, Puke Iti. Do you know of any others? These Māori words are common in place names. Au, cloud, day. Kino, bad. Manga, ma, stream. Maunga, mountain. Nui, big. Papa, flat, open, level. Puna, spring, water. Puke, hill. Wai, water. Whanga, aka. Bay, bite, stretch of water. Discuss elements of the name of a natural feature. Is it telling a story or just describing what the feature is? Why would this name be important to local iwi?